You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
What's up, everybody?
This is the movie show.
On your favorite,
radio station,
your favorite podcasting radios, whatever right. thing, yes, on yes, Active FM, yes,
right here, Active FM, yes, and you are listening to the movie show with myself, Sesh,
yes, and myself, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new year, so I was rethinking about how. I was like, how do we... Yes, so we mention the hello, and then we say Active FM, and then I forgot about the names, yes. So, I apologize for that.
You are Ryan.
Yes, I am Ryan.
Ryan. Wow. So, today we are going to be doing a very interesting movie. I forced Ryan to watch this, but...
Yes.
Okay, Ryan, did you enjoy it?
I actually did. The creativity was... Well, I enjoyed the creativity.
Right?
Yes.
So, as you would have already seen from our title, we are going to be reviewing the film Mary Poppins Returns. Yeah.
I'd like to know what the average person's thoughts were when they saw this. Because, obviously, Mary Poppins original, I think it's from the 60s. 1964,
yeah, 1964, yeah.
So, it's a very old film. If you watch the first one, it's a very bubbly, very type of... It ends off you feeling all happy and good. So you're like, yay.
Right.
Type of film.
Definitely.
Very enjoyable. The music, it's a musical as well.
Shockingly, and yes. Ryan enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Like
you
I said,
did.
I enjoyed the creativity in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you may be wondering why it took us so long to do this review, because Mary Poppins Returns actually came out in 2018, right? Now, I saw that it came out in 2018, but I didn't really, like, you know, I must watch that. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there wasn't, yes. So what ended up happening was, we were on a break, a vacation, a holiday, and I was on YouTube, and I happened to see Sir John Krasinski, who is the director, and he acts as the father in A Quiet Place. He also, if you know him, acted in The Office. He's married to Emily Blunt. But now during the whole pandemic, the COVID pandemic, when everyone went into their houses, he started a YouTube channel called Some Good News. So every day, not every day. He'd release an episode every now and again. And it would literally be like him in his lounge doing this news broadcast thing. Obviously, he acts often in comedies and stuff. So he added like that dry sense of humor to it. And I happened to see one where the cast of Hamilton actually was on it. So I clicked on it to watch the episode. And what he got was, so there was a little girl who was supposed to go and watch Hamilton, the musical, the Broadway musical, and she couldn't because the whole pandemic broke out. So when she was supposed to go, obviously they had to cancel, and she was very, very, very disappointed. So what she then said was she went to watch Mary Poppins Returns as her, like, plan B. Because Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote Hamilton, actually acts in Mary Poppins Returns. But then what he did on the actual episode was she was on a Zoom call, so he was speaking to her, and he even got his wife, Emily Blunt, who plays Mary Poppins in this one, he got her to come in and speak, and then he got the cast of Hamilton to basically hijack the Zoom and perform one of the songs live for her on Zoom. She was actually shocked. Like, she was speechless. She literally lost words.
That is nice.
It was so nice. But then after watching that, I was like, I haven't watched Mary Poppins Returns. And hearing that Lin-Manuel Miranda was in it, I was like, you know what? It's probably good then. So then I decided to watch it, and I loved it. It really, really, really is good. So if you're one of those people like me and Ryan who never watched it, we didn't trust Mary Poppins. We just went on with life. Go watch it. It's very, very good.
I stand to be corrected, but the first time that we saw the title and that it was a movie that was coming up, it was sort of like a, okay, cool.
No, definitely.
Type of thing. Mm-hmm. But even the whole story behind it, the way that everything was just brilliant.
That was very good.
A specific, like a favorite part of the movie of mine was, the kids are obviously Mary Poppins is like this babysitter. For those who don't, you're not really familiar with what Mary Poppins. The one question that I did have was, you know, the English, they have these names for. Is there something to do with Mary Poppins with the English? Is there like, I don't know, like a woman who looks after kids or something? You know.
I have no idea.
Anyway,
although the Mary Poppins was written, it's actually. Have you ever watched Saving Mr. Banks?
It rings a bell.
There's a movie, Saving Mr. Banks, which is actually the story of the author who wrote Mary Poppins.
Oh.
So the story of Mary Poppins was based on her life. Not exactly. Her mother died, and then her father, I think, got sick. He was a banker. That's why Mr. Banks was also a banker. Yeah. And then she got a nanny, and then, yeah. So you see, and then... She wrote the books Mary Poppins, and then Walt Disney actually contacted her and said, I want to make the movie. And there was actually a whole lot of, there were so many fights. She wasn't happy with Walt Disney. She wasn't happy because, you know, there was the penguins. She hated the idea of the penguins. She like wasn't, eventually I think she stopped discussing it with them. Like she like cut all communication. And then when she went to the premiere, because they invited her to the premiere, she actually enjoyed it. So,
oh, really?
That's the story behind Mary Poppins. Okay.
So Mary Poppins looks after the kids. So obviously, she's got to make sure that they get dressed, they wake up, they have their breakfast, they have their activities, they're well looked after. One of my favorite sayings is, oh, sit up, you're not a sack of sack of maize meal or something like that. But she gets them ready to go bath, and she starts throwing like all this stuff in like this bubble bath, and then she starts pulling all these big things out of the bag, a whole ship. And then they dive in, but like literally, like not like when they get in, like it's like this entrance hole to something. And then it was for me. I was like each one by one they go, and I'm like, oh my word, what? Yeah, so it's that type of. I mean, they were on a bowl, like a vase, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
There was a pot.
No, that scene was crazy. Oh, I love that. Yes. I love that scene. So they basically went on to this like old. It is a vault.
China.
Yeah, it is. It's old China. But then the way they walked on it, and that was brilliant.
The whole
I love that. And do you know that? So the director of this film, his name's Rob Marshall. For that scene, he wanted to make sure that it was hand-drawn animation because he's a big fan of hand-drawn animation. And obviously, he wanted to stay true to the original Mary Poppins, which had hand-drawn animation in it. But Disney wanted to do, like, computer animation, and Rob Marshall was like disgusted, and he said, no, we're doing the hand-drawn animation. So that whole part is actually also hand-drawn animation, and I'm so glad they did the hand-drawn animation, because it really wouldn't have been the same for me. Also, the choreography, there was one sequence I was just like, this choreography is insane. It's when, so in the original Mary Poppins, they had a song that was called, what was that? The Chimney Song. Why have I hit a blank?
That one.
That song, yes.
Yes,
that song. Now, in this one, they did a similar, so what I found was the songs that they had in the film, they almost like connected them back to the original film. So you're not watching the original film, so don't worry. It's not like you haven't seen it if you've watched the original film. I liked how they linked like each song almost back to the original film. So there was a similar song to the Chim Chimmery in this one. But the choreography in it, I was just like, this is crazy. They had bikes. It really was crazy. And for me, the film really was good. The music was brilliant. The composing was brilliant. The acting was very good. The storyline was perfect. It really is a film worth watching. So if you haven't watched it, you need to go watch it.
Yeah, this is definitely a must-watch movie.
Definitely.
I see a lot of the people that were involved are very involved in theatre.
Yes.
So I saw the director. Obviously, you got, what's his name?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, especially him. I mean, he sings really well in the way he sings and acts.
But even Emily Blunt.
I was reading a comment from her. She was saying that she was very nervous in terms of playing the role of Mary Poppins because mm-hmm. of the original actor.
Julie Andrews, yeah.
Apparently, I mean, she was. She's this very, like, strict and... Come on, hippity hop, let's go, you know. And she did. She did a very, very...
She did.
But, you know, I was still trying to remember her in A Quiet Place.
Yeah. And completely different.
I was just like, no, man.
Emily Blunt is a very good actress because every movie she acts in is completely different. So she was in The Devil Wears Prada. I don't know
that's
if you...
Right.
She was... my sister was watching it the other day and I joined her. I was like, oh my word, that's Emily Blunt. And she's complete... So she's... She's very good. She acts the role. You go and watch the character, you're not watching her. But quite interesting enough, the director Rob Marshall, he has done a lot of musicals. He did Into the Woods, which was a 2014 Disney musical. He did Chicago, the 2002 Chicago.
Yeah.
He did that. He also did Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. That obviously wasn't a musical. He did Annie, the 1999 Annie. You know the OG Annie? He did that at, right? He did Singing in the Rain. He did The Thin Man. There's a lot of musicals that he's done. But quite interestingly enough, he's also going to be directing the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Which now I'm looking forward to it just because of him. Plus, Lin-Manuel Miranda. So I actually checked because there's obviously music in Mary Poppins. And they do it quite nice. There's even one part where they sort of bring in rap, which Lin-Manuel Miranda's very good at.
Yeah.
So we were actually wondering, did he compose or was he part of composing the music? Shockingly enough, he wasn't involved in any of the making of the music for Mary Poppins. All he did was perform it. But he is going to be involved in making music for The Little Mermaid, which also now I'm like, okay, this is so cool. And then David Diggs, I don't know if you remember Lafayette from, he was the guy that played the French guy in Hamilton. He is also going to be in The Little Mermaid. He's playing Sebastian.
The French guy, the guy with the
big
hairstyle.
He's got an afro, yes.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be in The Little Mermaid too. So I personally am looking forward to The Little Mermaid now just because of the director and because of Lin-Manuel Miranda and obviously David Diggs, which, yeah. But now just to give you some trivia. So in the original film, you had Julie Andrews, you had Dick Van Dyke, you had a whole lot of actors in the original film. For this film, the story continues. So in the original film, you had the children. They've now grown up and they've had children. And now Mary Poppins comes and she's going to be their children's nanny. So she's actually just, it's not new characters, the new family. It's the same family. It's just a generation later. But what they did was they actually brought in actors from the original Mary Poppins. So one of the actors that came back as a cameo was Dick Van Dyke. Now, in the original Mary Poppins, he was the chimney sweep guy. So he sang Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmery, that whole song. In this one, he came back as the owner of the bank.
Are you serious?
That was Dick
Van Dyke. Was that him?
Yes. So he came back and his role, it's obviously a cameo, so it's a small role, but he cameoed as, you'll see him right at the end of the film. He is the owner of the bank. And this I was shocked. So he sings and he also dances. But now that dance was pretty intense. I was still like, sure, that old man is moving. And I still thought that they got a stunt double, they made him look old and they got him to do the dancing. Now listen to this. Dick Van Dyke was offered four options for his dance scene, each with a varying degree of difficulty. He insisted on performing the hardest dance routine and refused any help from fellow cast members while filming the scene. The resulting dance scene was so well received that there were reports of audiences applauding during screenings to see the old actor dance so well for his age. So he actually did that dance.
So how old is he?
He is 93.
What?
He's actually passed away. Dick Van Dyke passed away. But he was 93. And do you know that he looked so good for his age that they had to put on makeup? They put makeup on him to make him look older. So in the film, they didn't think he looked old enough. So they made him look older with makeup.
Wow.
Right?
Sure.
But I was shocked that he did the dancing. I was like, what? Sorry. That is crazy.
I'm just sitting here trying to comprehend the fact that it was him. Because I was thinking to myself, because the the banker guy in the original film was exactly similar to the banker in this one.
In this one, yeah.
But I think in the other one, that banker was the more the banker that was after people's money. And because I remember the look and feel.
Yeah.
When he came out, I was like, is that the original guy? And it was the original guy, but it was the original chimney sweeper guy. And I remember exactly the way he spoke, the way he sang. He had the way that he spoke. And obviously I saw how the guy in this in this film, what's his name again?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, you know how to pronounce his whole name. It's not. So, and I saw how he tried to get that English speech as well,
yeah,
with him, which I thought was brilliant. The minute he came on and I heard he had this English accent, but it wasn't the usual British accent. It was that real, yeah, that like, I don't know what part of whatever.
The Cockney. It's like,
yes,
the Cockney.
That's it.
Okay, yeah. I have good news. Sorry. Dick Van Dyke is not dead.
Yes.
Whew. I heard that he's... always check your facts on Google, people.
He's alive?
I heard that he died, but he's not. He's 95 now. So he's... I mean, he was 93 years old and he literally jumped on a table and danced on it. Who does that?
Okay, I didn't realize he was that old, but
and
sure.
They had to put makeup on him to make him look older at 93. I would like to be 93 and they're like, no, you look too young. We need to make you look older. Like that, this guy, he is a role model. This is who you want to be like when you grow up. But luckily, I apologize. He's not dead. He's alive and well and 95 years old. And yes. Another interesting fact. So the original Mary Poppins in 1964, obviously the lead role was given to Julie Andrews. Now, Andrews told Disney that she was pregnant at the time when they were going to film it, and so she couldn't do the movie. But Disney wanted Julie Andrews so much that they postponed the production in order to accommodate Andrews' pregnancy. That was actually Walt Disney himself that postponed the filming because he wanted her. When this movie was announced, history repeated itself as Emily Blunt was also pregnant and the movie was postponed to accommodate her pregnancy. So both Mary Poppins were postponed because the leading lady was pregnant and couldn't film, which is, yes. Now, you're probably wondering, well, does Julie Andrews have a cameo in this film? Because Dick Van Dyke did. They actually did offer Julie Andrews a cameo. So at the end of the film, there's a lady who sells balloons. And they offered that role to Julie Andrews first. However, she actually turned it down because she said it would be too distracting from Emily Blunt's performance. And she actually quotes, this is a direct quote, she said, this is Emily's show and I really want it to be Emily's show. So she literally didn't want to take off the attention. She didn't want people to watch the whole movie and then go, oh look, there's the real Mary Poppins. She actually wanted it to be like, the Emily Blunt fit the shoes of Mary Poppins. So she actually turned down a role for a cameo because she wanted to make sure that Emily Blunt actually got to be Mary Poppins and that no one would look at her and go, oh look, there's the new Mary Poppins. So the role of that one actually went to Angela Lansbury. Now, Angela Lansbury, did you recognize her voice?
Yes.
She was the teapot in Beauty and the Beast.
The minute she came on, she's like, ah. I was like, what, wait. I know this voice.
Yes.
She reminded me of the lady with the pigeons in the original pop. Do you remember there was a woman with pigeons?
I wonder if it wasn't her. It might have been her.
I don't...
But maybe not, no, because that lady was older.
Yeah,
But now, this is crazy as well. So she, Angela Lansbury, was 93 years old when they filmed, making her the oldest person to ever act in a Disney film. Dick Van Dyke was also 93, but he is, I think, 2 months younger than her. So he missed it by 2 months. But Angela Lansbury has the record for being the oldest person to ever act in a Disney film.
I can't believe, like, wow.
Right?
Sorry, I'm finding out this stuff for the first time as well. Well, so she's like giving trivia. I'm just like, what? They were 90? Oh my word. Because the banker, honestly, I thought they would have had to make him look older, but like everything was just, you know, usually you can see when they've added makeup and stuff like that just to make the person look older. And I was obviously, while I'm watching, in the back of my mind, I'm like keeping the story in mind. And it never came to where I was like, yep, there you go, there it is.
Yep.
There was nothing. I was just like, sure, see this guy.
No, the fact that he that dance is still, he must win an award.
At 90.
Just for that dance. Brilliant. And he went for the most difficult version. I don't even think I'd go for the most difficult version. And I'm like in my 20s.
I guess that is why he is still moving. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Maybe my grandmother still walks like 4-5 Ks every day. And
I
think she's like easy in her 70s. Yeah. She walks, man, and she's still like you see her today, she's still like young and going, you know what I'm saying? So I guess the more
Secret is movement.
The more active.
Don't stop moving, yes. People.
In fact, there's a saying, isn't it? That what? You only get old when you stop moving. You don't move because you're old, you get old because you stop moving. Something like that.
Yes,
anyway.
That is true. Yes. That is very true. Another part of the film that I absolutely loved, I already said this, is the music though. And what really is cool is if you listen carefully, much of the background music contains the melodies from the original Mary Poppins.
Really?
So you can hear, there's the song The Perfect Nanny, Let's Go Fly a Kite.
I remember that song.
I Lead, and A Spoonful of Sugar.
I remember that one. I was actually...
And even Feed the Birds.
Was there a replacement for that Spoonful of Sugar type
Wasn't
of song?
That the Bath song? I feel like the Bath song was sort of that song.
Yeah, it didn't stick. I can't...
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious was the one where they were on the China, and then they still... The music in this one was brilliant.
Are you talking about the song about the book?
Yes,
I love that song.
Yes, me too. And the other song I really enjoyed was the one where, so it's the one that's the equivalent of the Chim Chimmery song. The reason I loved it was they spoke about the fact that so Lin-Manuel Miranda's character is a lamplighter. What was the name they called themselves? I can't remember that name.
Yeah, there was a name. When I heard the name Azar, I'm like, oh, that must be the name for the lamp.
But then they say that they speak specific lingo. So what they do is they say the sentence, but they find words that sound the same as the word. But so,
yeah.
And then they did it in the song. I was like, this is crazy. That song I really, really
And Mary Poppins took it to another level in there as well.
I would like to confess something. The soundtrack for this film is so good that after watching the film, I listened to the soundtrack. Yes.
Which one? That
all of the songs.
Oh, is it?
I listened to the soundtrack.
You mean like there's a playlist album?
Yeah, on Apple Music. You can go search for it. Mary Poppins Returns soundtrack. No, it was the
brilliant.
Music. The composer, it's brilliant. It really is everything. That's why I'm saying this film, it's a happy, you feel happy afterwards, but also it's actually, it's an amazing film to watch. It really is an amazing film to watch. This was also released 54 years after the original Mary Poppins, making it or setting a new record as the longest gap between a live action movie and its sequel. Because this is a sequel.
Yeah.
It's actually the second Mary Poppins.
Yeah, we're talking 50 years later.
54 years later.
There you go. Sure.
Which is very crazy. Yes. And the other thing I enjoyed is how they tied up the storylines. So at the end of the film, it speaks about the fact that the father gave his, it's called Tuppence, to Mr. Banks, and he invested in the bank, and as a result, it had accumulated.
That part, I was just like,
was
what a movie. I'm
right?
Like, brilliant.
Yes.
So what happened in the first movie was actually the solution to this movie, and I was just like, man, brilliant. Well played, well written, whatever, yeah.
Right. Another thing that was crazy was Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep acted as the topsy-turvy lady. So, in the film...
Yes, that's right.
Yep,
brilliant.
Her character is Topsy, and she's Mary Poppins' cousin. And what happens to her shame is every second week on a Tuesday, her whole world literally turns upside down. Like, literally turns upside down. Now, in the original, so in the books, because Mary Poppins were obviously originally books, in the book, Mary Poppins' cousin, Topsy, is actually a male, and the reason for his world being turned down, upside down every second week is because his mother wanted a girl, which meant he was backwards from the beginning.
Okay.
Very interesting.
That is interesting.
Right? Which is hectic. But yes, in order to execute the bathtub scene, a hole was carved under the tub to insert a water slide that leads to a basement.
That's why they could chuck themselves in there.
Yep.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So this film was really, really good. There's so much to this film as well. Like, literally, the trivia does not stop. It is crazy. So, you never know. We could do a second review on Mary Poppins.
You know,
Mary Poppins Returns.
Who was it? It was Mary Poppins' cousin. Yes. Was it a cousin? I was hoping we would go back to the house when it was the right side up, just to see what it looked like. Because the set was built really, really well. Because the way that it looked, and then there's the part where she hung upside down. You notice her hair, everything is, the gravity is plain right. In other words, she's on her hands, right?
Yes.
And to the other, Mary Poppins and all the other guys, they're also the right way up.
Yes.
If you look at gravity, there was no scene in there where their hair was hanging upside down because of the gravity. So they're on their, like, whatever, their hands. If you look at Mary Poppins, she's on her fingers. Everyone's on her hands. She's like, tink, on the tips of her fingers. But even the earrings, the hair, everything was... So it was really like, oh, whoa. Because on the camera, I was like, wait, hang on. I want to pay attention, yeah, because I'm, like, just watching for the gravity. See, there's a part where they really moved the act and there was nothing. So the way that it was shot was, quite well done. So
that's crazy. So, and then, did you know that Emily Blunt dove into the books to find out that the character of Mary Poppins is actually remarkably different from the Walt Disney's vision and Julie Andrews' characterization in Mary Poppins? So Blunt's interpretation of Mary Poppins is actually closer to the books than Julie Andrews was.
What was different?
I need to go watch the original Mary Poppins. I actually would like to go watch the original Mary Poppins. Because, I mean, I watched it when I was a child. I mean, it came out in 1964. It came out forever and a day ago. So I actually would like to go and watch the original Mary Poppins and then watch this one again.
I think we need to do a show on this.
Right. I think we definitely need Mary to do Poppins, a show on this.
Mary Poppins versus Mary Poppins Returns. Coming to you on Active FM, the movie show. Yes.
Coming up. Yes. So, yeah, that was Mary Poppins Returns.
Enjoyed it?
I loved it.
Me too.
Really, I can't believe it took me this long to watch it. I'm so glad I went onto YouTube. I'm so glad John Krasinski made some good news. Yeah. I've been watching The Office lately, and John Krasinski's in it as well, and it is hysterical. It really is.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw him. It was somewhere where there were scenes of The Office, and when I saw it, it's like this younger part of
him. Yes!
And I'm just like, what?
You don't... That's what I feel like. There's the John Krasinski from The Office, and then there's a completely different person. But he's also a very, very good actor. We watched another movie. Obviously, A Quiet Place, he was completely different. There's another movie called 13 Hours. Also, he's in that completely different, like, he's also very good with that, where I always enjoy it when an actor is able to be in lots of different movies, and in every single movie, you can't pinpoint, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so, because, like, the only thing you recognize is their face. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they look the same, obviously, unless they get prosthetic makeup, etc., etc., like Johnny Depp gets prosthetic makeup often, but, like... The acting is completely different. I always enjoy watching actors' performances when they're completely different to one another. So this has been the movie show right here on Active FM, and we are signing out right now, but we will be back next week.
Yes.
So this is us. Peace out.
And cheerio, with Cheerios, if you eat Cheerios. Yes. Bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.